So today is appearance, divine appearance day of Srila Advaita Acharya. So board there is verses written from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila, 6th chapter, the glories of Sri Advaita Acharya. So first we recite the verse, then we will start discussion. Jagata Mangala Advaita Mangala Guna Dhamma Mangala Charitra Sada Mangala Jara Nama Jagata Mangala Advaita Mangala Guna Dham Mangala Charitra Sada Mangala Jaranam. Word meaning Jagata Mangala, all auspicious for the world. Advaita, Advaita Acharya. Mangala Guna Dhamma, the reservoir of all auspicious attributes. Attributes. Mangala Charitra, all characteristics are auspicious. Sada, always. Mangala, auspicious. Jara Nama, whose name? Translation and purport by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Being a reservoir of all auspicious attributes, Sri Advaita Acharya is all auspicious for the world. His characteristics, activities and name are always auspicious. Purport. Sri Advaita Prabhu, who is an incarnation of Mahavishnu, is an acharya or teacher. All his activities and all the other activities of Vishnu are auspicious. Anyone who can view the all auspiciousness in the pastimes of Lord Vishnu also becomes auspicious simultaneously. Therefore, since Lord Vishnu is the fountainhead of auspiciousness, anyone who is attracted by the devotional service of Lord Vishnu can render the greatest service to human society. Rejected persons of the material world who refuse to understand pure devotional service as the eternal function of the living entities and as actual liberation of the living being from conditioned life become bereft of all devotional service because of their poor fund of knowledge. In the teachings of Advaita Prabhu, there is no question of fruitive activities or impersonal liberation. Bewildered by the spell of the material energy, however, persons who could not understand that Advaita Prabhu is non-different from Vishnu wanted to follow him with their impersonal conceptions. The attempt of Advaita Prabhu to punish them is also auspicious. Lord Vishnu and his activities can bestow all good fortune directly and indirectly. In other words, being favored by Lord Vishnu and being punished by Lord Vishnu are one and the same, because all the activities of Vishnu are absolute. According to some, Mangala was another name of Advaita Prabhu. As the causal incarnation of Lord Vishnu's incarnation for a particular occasion. He is the supply agent or ingredient in material nature. However, he is never to be considered material. All his activities are spiritual. Anyone who hears about and glorifies him becomes glorified himself. For such activities, free one from all kinds of misfortune. One should not invest any material contamination or impersonalism in the Vishnu form. Everyone should try to understand the real identity of Lord Vishnu. For by such knowledge, one can attain the highest stage of perfection. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om ajnanati mirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurunmilitam jena tasmai shri gurubhe namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam jena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati sa padantikam vande aham shri guru shri juta padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnambhamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakhanitamscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesaha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurotise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesaha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bancha kalpataru bhyascha kripa sindhu bhevacha patitanang pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama jaya jaya sri chaitanya jaya nityananda jaya dvaita chandra jaya gaura bhakta brinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare So, in Panchatattva, there are five features of Krishna. Panchatattvatmaka, Krishna, Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam, Bhakta Avataram, Bhakta Akhyang Namami, Bhakta Saktikam. Bhakta Rupa, Lord Chaitanya himself, Bhakta Swarupa is Nityananda, and Bhakta Avatar is it? Advaita Acharya and Bhakta Sakti Gadadhar ebong ne and bhakta, the devotee, Narada Muni, is Sivas Thakur. So Adaita Acharya and Bhakta Avatar, three of them in Vishnu Tattva, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya. They are in Vishnu Tattva. When Srila Prabhupada was in a student, in student life, only once in his lifetime he was in drama, he was acting in a drama, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And that drama Prabhupada was acted as Advaita Acharya. And that is his first time and last time in his life he has acted in a drama. But that Advaita Acharya, as Advaita Acharya, he was acting so perfectly. He was, and he was so emotional that audience, everyone was crying. Because when Advaita Acharya is worshipping Shalagram with Ganga's water of Ganges and tulsi leaves, and he was roaring, just putting two hands up, he was roaring, he was crying for Krishna to descend in this material world. So Prabhupada, apart from that acting is so perfectly that all audience, everyone was crying. Prabhupada also himself became so emotional, he never acted again. So you can see Advaita Acharya, his special mercy on Srila Prabhupada. Because Narottamdas Thakur is telling, Dayakara Sitapati Advaita Gosai Tava Kripavale Pai Chaitanya Nitai. Only by the mercy of Advaita Acharya one can get the mercy of Nityananda and Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Even Srila Prabhupada in Grihastha life, or even in Vanaprastha, he was the Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, and also the Shanti Sakha Goswami there is in Santipur. They mentioned in many lectures that how Prabhupada was again and again visiting Santipur. When there was no temple of ISKCON, and it was difficult to purchase a land in Mayapur, sometimes Prabhupada was thinking we may have our headquarters in Santipur. And this puja, Santi Sakha Goswami, the local Goswami is telling how Prabhupada was going and he was sitting there in front of Advaita Acharya, his Archa Vigraha, and he was chanting his rounds with, he was, sometimes they saw with tears in Prabhupada's eyes, and he was praying to Advaita Acharya for his mercy. And after a few years when Prabhupada went west and then come back, then he come back with many western disciples. Then this temple Goswamis and all, this is the same Babu. He was coming, but now he's coming so many, how western peoples come here. So this is all Prabhupada's strong faith and mercy of Advaita Acharya. So it is only because of Advaita Acharya this Sankirtan was coming out. We are doing street Sankirtan and in public Sankirtan. Otherwise, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing their Sankirtan in Sivasangan, closed door. In closed door, only the intimate associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu was getting the chance for this Sankirtan, for this Kirtan. But it is, in Mahaprakashala, it is Advaita Acharya asked the boon. To Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that, O Mahaprabhu, Advaita Balaye Jadi Bhakti Vilaiva Stri Sudra Adijata Murkhere Se Diva. He asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, O Lord, Supreme Lord, if you want to distribute this Krishna Kirtan or Krishna Prem to everyone, so it is my request, Stri, to the women's Sudra and Jata Murkha, even the illiterate, the most fallen peoples, you must divide, and you should distribute this Krishna Prem or this Sankirtan to everyone. This is my This is my request. Please give me this boon. So, because Lord Chaitanya granted the boon of Advaita Acharya, so then he started street Sankirtan. Then he came and went to Kaji's house, the big Sankirtan movement started. So, Advaita Acharya, he appeared in 1434 AD, and he disappeared in 1539, about more than 105 years he was in this planet. And he appeared in this planet before 60 years before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. He was so elderly. And because he appeared, then it is mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat that it is because of his roaring of Advaita Acharya. So, because Advaita Acharya was roaring and crying for Lord Chaitanya to descend, so this is the only cause. In Chaitanya Bhagavat it is mentioned that this crying of Advaita Acharya, praying of Advaita Acharya to Lord Chaitanya as the cause for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita we see Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in more detail. He described about the external causes, internal causes, and the immediate causes. Immediate causes is Chaitanya Advaita Acharya. Because it is, there is all background field was there, but it is because Advaita Acharya was crying, seeing the suffering of this fallen conditioned souls, and for their deliverance, so Lord immediately appeared. Lord Advaita Acharya, as mentioned here, Prabhupada mentioned in his purport, he is incarnation of Mahavishnu. And Chaitanya Bhagavat Vrindavan, this is Mahavishnu, his incarnation is mentioned in Charitamrita. But in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, his incarnation of Lord Shiva. Because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one time visited in Shantipur, on the day of Madhavendra Puri's disappearance, and there was such a huge arrangement, lakhs of people are taking prasadam, everyone chanting, dancing. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was told that this is not the activities of a human being. Unless it looks to me that Advaita Acharya, you are non-different from Lord Shiva, Shankar, Sakhyata Shankar. So you are Lord Shiva himself. So that's why Vrindavan Das Thakur mentioned him as Lord Shiva, and here is mentioned as Mahavishnu. The biographer of Advaita Acharya is Ishan Thakur. He wrote Advaita Prakash, and that's why he mentioned in the beginning that he is a combined form of Sadashiva and Mahavishnu. Because seeing the suffering of the humanity, so Vaishnavanang Jatha Sambhu, Lord Shiva become very compassionate. And he was thinking how this fallen conditioned souls could deliver. So he started, he just sat down and he meditated on Supreme Lord. So because of long time he was in meditation, so being satisfied, Mahavishnu appeared in front of him. Then when Mahavishnu appeared in front of then Lord Shiva's meditation broke. But when he looked each other, then they both embraced each other. When they embraced Sadashiva and Mahavishnu, their combined form appeared. This is called Advaita Acharya. He is Advaita because he is non-different from Hari. He is non-different from Krishna. He is a Vishnu Tattva. There is general no difference. We should not find any distinction between Vishnu Tattvas. So he is a combined form because he is Hari himself. Lord himself, that's why he is known as Advaita. No Daitya, there are no two, only this is Lord, Supreme Lord himself. Because he is acting as a devotee, as an acharya, acharya bhakti sankshanat. Because he is preaching this bhakti cult, pure devotional service. He is an acharya. So that's why he is known as Advaita Acharya. Both, he is a Supreme Lord and also he is bhakta avatar. He is incarnation of devotee, incarnated as a devotee. So that's why he is known as Advaita Acharya. So he appeared in Navagram in Sihat district, now in Bangladesh. So he appeared as the son of Kubera Mishra and Labha Devi. Kubera Mishra was a great devotee of Sadashiva. Both wife and husband, they are worshipping Lord Shiva, Lord Sadashiva, and asking for a son. After long time of their prayers, Lord Shiva become pleased. Then in dream, he told that, "I will appear as your son, don't worry." So after in the meantime, Labha Devi become pregnant, and in this Magha Shukla Saptami Tithi, the Saptami Tithi, today 7th of it is waxing moon or in the 7th day. So he appeared as the son of Labha Devi and Kubera Mishra. So his early name was Kamalakhya. The parents, they gave name as Kamalakhya. And his, as Prabhupada mentioned here in this verse, Mangala Taranam, one of his name is also Mangala. All auspicious. So, from early education, because Kubera Mishra was Raja Pandit, he was a spiritual master to the king. The local king was Divyasangadev. So this king's son and also Advaita Acharya Kamalakhya, they are going together to school. They are teaching, same teacher teaching them. But one time when he was going to school, in the way, there is a Kali temple. So the king's son was paying obeisances, but he marked that Advaita Acharya is not paying obeisances. He told Kamalakhya, "Why you are not paying obeisance? Jagat, he is the mother of the entire universe. Everyone paying obeisances, but I mark you are just simply standing." But Advaita Acharya told, "I pay obeisances only one person, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. By paying obeisance to Krishna, I pay obeisance to everyone. There is no need for me." But the king, this king's son tried to chastise Advaita. Then immediately he himself fell down in the ground and fainted. Then everyone was crying that they saw that they practically was died. So Advaita, as I told, "Don't worry. I'll making him alive again." He brought some salagram, charanamrita, and tulsi, gave in his mouth, woke up. Same again, and the same type of incident happened one time. They are going to for festivities, and king was there, his father was there, king's son was there, and Advaita Acharya also was there. Then same thing, Advaita Acharya, they all pay obeisance and not pay obeisance. But when king himself told, "Why are you not paying obeisance, says Kamalakhya?" But his father, then he was not listening to king, he was just looking at what his father did. But then his father also became angry. He told, "Hey, you are not even so proud, you are not listening even to the king. You are not listening to anyone. I am telling, pay obeisance." So because he was thinking, "Is my father anyhow?" He just pay obeisance, then immediately the Kali deity cracked, he becomes small pieces just everywhere. Then everyone was shouting, what happened, with a big noise, this Kali's deity disappeared, because he cannot, Kali, this Vigraha, it is his own Shakti, own energy, how can she tolerate the the obeisances of Advaita Acharya Mahavishnu. Then Advaita Acharya, after that, you know, he was, when everyone was shouting here, there, Advaita Acharya disappeared from there. His father and mother, everyone searching, but they could not get again. Advaita Acharya just disappeared from there, and he came to Shantipur. Then he started his study with a teacher. He accepted a teacher, and he started studying Sanskrit and different scriptures, and he got a title. I'm going very brief. Getting title from his guru as Veda Panchanana. He defeated many Digvijayis. Even one Digvijayi, Shyamdas, was defeated by him. Even like Lord Chaitanya defeated whom? Keshava Kashmiri. Like Advaita Acharya also defeated Digvijayi Pandit. There's so many stories where in school, one time they're traveling just beside a lake. There's so many lotus flowers everywhere. But in that lake, there's so many snakes and thorns, all these things, so no one could go and collect the flowers. The teacher was telling, look, so many nice lotus there, they should be offered to the Krishna, and no one could collect these flowers. Advaita Acharya was small, and he was a student, and he told, oh sir, I can go, I can collect. He told, no, don't go, there are so many snakes. But Advaita Acharya just walk on the leaves, on the leaves of lotus leaves, and went and collected flowers and came to the teacher. He told, you know some magic or what? How you are walking on the lotus petals and on the lotus leaves? Anyhow, Advaita Acharya told, this is your mercy. If I will get mercy from you, you are my spiritual master, you are my teacher, so everything is possible. Actually, Advaita Acharya, then in this way he kept finishing his education. Then he sent the message to his parents also. In the meantime, his parents, they got that, because they are crying before Lord Shiva. And they saw a dream that one Brahman was telling them, don't worry about your son. Your son is not ordinary. He's still alive. He is the Supreme Lord Himself. You will get message very soon. So Advaita Acharya and his parents, they met each other. But after a few years, his parents left this material world. They leave their body, they died. So Advaita Acharya started traveling all over India, different pilgrimages. In course of his traveling, finally he arrived in Vrindavan. He came to Vrindavan, and you see Advaita Bhatta. How many have seen the Advaita Bhatta? Some people's. And they just, this Dwadasa Aditya Tila Madan Mohan temple, the down there is one small temple, ashram. There is Advaita Bhatta. There is one banyan tree. He said that Advaita was staying underneath that tree. He was staying there. Then Advaita Acharya was staying in Vrindavan and doing his bhajan. And so Madan Mohan come to his dream. Actually, who first worshipped Madan Mohan? It mentioned, some place it mentioned that Vajranav himself, he carved the three deities, Madan Mohan, Govinda, Gopinath. Some place it mentioned this deity Madan Mohan was deity of Kubja. Anyhow, somehow. So the deity came in dream, and he told Advaita Acharya, you should drink up, you should worship me. Long time I am waiting for you. So finally, in Dwadas Aditya Tila, Advaita Acharya got the deity of Madan Mohan, and he started worshipping. He made a small, cut it fast, then a small temple, and he worshipping Madan Mohan there. And he was very happy. He was traveling every day doing parikrama, and he was chanting and doing Madan Mohan's worship. And suddenly one day he was got a voice from the sky. He's telling, now it's time for go back to Navadvip. You have service there. You just left this deity in Mathura with Parashuram Chubey. Mathura in Parashuram Chubey's house, from there who brought Sanatana Goswami, brought the deity. So you left there, but Advaita Acharya did not want to go from Vrindavan. But this is Lord's instruction, what can he do? He told you, take a painting from Sevakunj and go with this Krishna painting and worship him in Navadvip. So anyhow, in this way, finally, Advaita Acharya was forced to leave Vrindavan, and he went to Navadvip. And Navadvip, he saw the situations around, how the peoples are worshipping only Kali, and they pay meat eaters, they are drunkards, no one was taking the name of Lord Vishnu, no one is doing bhakti, he saw devotional service, no one performing, so he became very morose. He was praying to the Lord, please descend, unless you come yourself, O Krishna, it is impossible to deliver these peoples. When he was thinking like that, then he was thinking, how can I, it is possible very quickly to make the Supreme Lord descend in this world. Then he saw one particular verse from Gautamiya Tantra. That is mentioned that Tulasi dala matrena jalena chulukena va vikriditan tadatmanang bhaktebhyo bhaktavatsala. If someone worship Salagram Shila as Vishnu with the water of Ganges with Tulasi leaves, then Lord Krishna, who is known as bhaktavatsala, sadhava hrudaya mayang sadhunang hrudayetu aham mat anyate na jananti nahang tebhyo managapi. I am always in the heart of my devotee, and my devotee also always living within my heart. Tumar hrudaya sina govinda visram govinda kahena mara vaishnava paran. So anyhow, so he saw this particular verse that vikriditam tadatmanam bhaktebhyo bhaktaya. Lord Krishna himself sold himself, he became the property of the devotee who worshipping with Salagram with Tulsi and Gangajal. Then he started worshipping Salagram Shila with Ganges water and Tulsi leaves every day. And in the meantime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as the son of Mother Sachi and Jagannath Mishra. They have also another elder brother of Vishwambhara. His name was Vishwarup. Vishwarup was actually expansion of Nityananda Balaram. He is also Sankarsan. So he was going for learning the Gita, Bhagavata, all these things to Advaita Acharya. He was going to the Advaita Acharya school. So Advaita Acharya, two house, in one in Santipur, one also in Mayapur. So that was just nearby to Jogopeth. You see in Sivasangan, there is also Advaita house and Gadadhara house there. So, but he was so completely merged in the studying. He was so intensely engaged in study, he forgot about his eating. Who? Vishwarup. Sometimes Sachi sent this little Nimai with two and a half years, a small boy. Go and bring your brother here, because he was 4 years older than Nimai. So this little Nimai will go, but he was very specially looked towards whom? Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya told him, who is this boy? Then Vishwarup will tell, my younger brother. His Gopa told, I have seen so many beautiful child like him I saw so many, but I never attracted to any human child. But this particular child is specially looking me in such a way, I am attracted to him. He is looking and smiling to me and looking at me. Adwaita Acharya is thinking, maybe this is maybe Supreme Lord Himself, how I am attracted to Him. But Nimai will go and just caught the hand of Viswarup and bring him back to home. In this way, Adwaita Acharya is thinking, maybe. Then he thought, maybe this little boy Nimai definitely is Krishna Himself. Otherwise, how he attracting my mind because of my prayer? He was in doubt, but he was not. But still, he is worshipping deity. He is worshipping Sagaram and Tulsi and Ganga Jal. One time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Nimai Pandit, was after coming back from Gaya, where he was manifested himself as the Supreme Lord in Sankirtan pastime. Start one time with Gadadhara Pandit. Nimai went and they went to the place where Adwaita Acharya was worshipping, the Babala in Santi Pradesh, a particular place in the bank of Ganges. So Mahaprabhu with Gadadhara Pandit, they went. Adwaita Acharya was worshipping to Sagaram Shila with Ganga, Ganges water and Tulsi leaves. He was standing in the backside, back of Adwaita Acharya. Nimai was standing and Gadadhara was standing there. Then Adwaita Acharya, that day, when he was meditating, always in meditation, Krishna came in his meditation, but today he has no Krishna. Krishna is not coming in his meditation, he is trying. He was trying, but now he saw this Nimai is coming in dream. Nimai in meditation. Why the Nimai is coming? I am not why Krishna? But he was, again he tried to meditate, but only this. Nimai is coming in his meditation. Then suddenly he just looked back. I saw that he is standing. There is Nimai and Gadadhar both standing. Adwaita Acharya, that day he was not worship the Sagaram. Whatever the ingredients he took for his worship, all the Ganges water, all the tulsi leaves and all the flowers, chandan, everything, he just just to wash the feet of Nimai and put all the tulsis and all the flowers on the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gadadhara was just bringing his tongue out, and he was just with his teeth, he's cutting the tongue. What you are doing? He is a small boy, you are such an old man. Why are you worshipping Nimai? Adwaita told, don't worry. Gadadhar, time will come very soon. You will understand who is this boy. Mahaprabhu was in a trance. He was not telling anything. Then Adwaita just bind up everything, put everything in his cloth. Then he left to his house in Santipur. Then he told, if he is my lord, then he definitely call me to come to you. In this way, Adwaita Acharya finishes worship of Sagaram. He was in his house, then he was doing Sankirtan with Haridas Thakur and other devotees. Then Mahaprakash Lila, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started everyday Kirtan in Sivas Thakur's house. In night time, every whole night there is Kirtan. But Mahaprabhu was even not pleased, he was little disturbed because Adwaita Acharya not coming. So one day he called the brother of Sivas Thakur. He told, Ramai, you should go. Ramai, you should go to Santipur. Call this Nara Buddha. Nara Buddha to come here. He roared like anything and cry and pray for me to descend. I descend for him. But he is now there, go and bring him here. Tell him I am calling him. So then Ramai Pandit went to Santipur. Then he told to Adwaita Acharya what has happened. Every day there is nice kirtan, every day, whole night there is kirtan. Nityananda came here. Nityananda Gadani, Gadadhar and Sivas and all devotees, they are doing kirtan. You should come. But Advaita Acharya, he knows, but he still is just dancing and chanting, Goranga, 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 Goranga's name. And he, but he told, okay. The Rabbi Pandit told, not you alone, your wife, Sita Devi, also come. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave me order. Don't bring alone. To whom? Advaita. You should bring his wife Sita also. So finally the both couple, that Sita Devi and Advaita, that they got prepared. They come with Sri Ramai Pandit to from Santipur to Mayapur. Then before reaching Sivas Thakur's house, far little they 1 kilometer away from there, he told to Advaita told to Ramai Pandit, he told, hey, you just go alone. You tell this Nimai that Buddha did not come. This old man did not, this Advaita Acharya did not come. I told him, but he did not come. If he is actually the Supreme Lord, I will hide somewhere. He could know where I am, and he should call me again. So in this way, like Nityananda also are hiding in Nandana Acharya's house. So Advaita Acharya also hide there. He went to there, he was hiding there. Then he told, okay. So, but Ramai Pandit just coming to the door, Mahaprabhu was in Abhes, as a Supreme Lord. So when Ramai Pandit came, just came touching the door, Mahaprabhu shouted, this guy, this Advaita, this old man, he taught you to tell that, did not come, go and bring him. He's in on Nandana Acharya's house. Bring him from there. So immediately, Ramai Pandit, he told Advaita Acharya, I just got chastised by, before I am reaching there, I shouted. Mahaprabhu was shouted that you are hiding here. He told me, go and bring him here. So now Advaita Acharya could understand. Mahaprabhu, he is the Supreme Lord, for whom I was praying and crying and worshipping Saragram, he is already appeared. So Advaita Acharya, then with his wife Sita, then they come to Sivasangan, to Sivas Thakur's house. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just like a madman, he was just chanting, Nara, 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 Nara. What is Nara? Mentioned Chaitanya many times, Nara Buddha. Why Nara? Nara, actually he is incarnation of Narayana. He is incarnation of Mahavishnu. So because he was everyone asking, what is Nara? Nara, what does mean? Then Mahaprabhu just explained, what is Nara? He is Narayan. He is Nara, he is this. I was sleeping in my abode in Ananta Sajya. Then this Nara Buddha shouted again and again and prayed for me to come down. So Advaita Acharya appeared there. Then Advaita Acharya desire to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yes. Krishna told, if he is my Lord, then when I pay obeisances, he will show me his divine that form to whom I always meditate. Ekala Ishwara Krishna are sab vritya. Only the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. And so others, including Balaram and what is their next, all the Vishnu, they are all vritya, means his servant. Advaita Acharya also always think himself as, he was thought himself as a servant of Lord. Chaitanyara Dasa Mahi, Chaitanyara Das. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he was in this, and Chaitanya Bhagavat very nicely described how, immediately knowing the mind of Advaita Acharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was manifested his divine form. There is a Kadamba tree, divine kadamba tree, peacocks are singing, and like the divine Vrindavan appeared there. Vrindavan Dham was appeared there. And he saw underneath this kadamba tree, Krishna was standing and playing his flute. And he saw Nityananda Prabhu was standing as a Balaram. Gadadhar was standing as Radharani. So he saw in Dakhine Nitai Chand Bame Gadadhar. So he saw this divine form, then immediately Advaita Acharya fainted. He fainted and also Sita Devi. Then Mahaprabhu himself asked him to get up, then himself touched him, then he woke up. Then he started praying. Nice his prayers, Advaita Acharya's prayers to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Bhagavad, the whole chapter. So in this way, Advaita Acharya met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He saw his divine form. And then from that day, he started coming to every day night, Sri Vasangan for Sankirtan. And when they are doing Sankirtan, then in Mahaprakash Lila, then when Mahaprabhu was giving boon to everyone, he also asked Advaita Acharya to give some boon. Then Advaita Acharya asked this, you must take this kirtan, sankirtan, that is you are performing here in Sivasangan, in a closed door, with the among only on your internal devotee, intimate devotees. You should go to the street. Everyone, you should distribute this Krishna Prem to everyone. And it is because of Advaita Acharya, so that's why we get this Krishna Prem. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. There is unlimited pastimes of Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya was very thinking that, oh, he was an elderly person, that is why Mahaprabhu always tried to touch his feet. He was thinking he is like my spiritual master. But Advaita Acharya was not happy. He was not happy. So one time he went to Santipur, then he was in Santipur. He was preaching the philosophy of Mayavada, the Yoga Vasishtha. He was preaching there. He was telling knowledge is supreme than bhakti. What is devotion? Nothing, devotion is nothing. Knowledge is everything. Sajujya Mukti is the goal of life. In this way he was. When Lord Chaitanya heard about this, Chaitanya took Nityananda, he himself ran from Mayapur to Santipur, 40 kilometers. He went there and seeing the Mahaprabhu, he was again loudly shouting, what is this? What is bhakti? Because he wanted to be chastised by Lord Chaitanya. Intentionally he is doing this. So Mahaprabhu became, if you want to preach this, this jnana, then why you just bring me from my abode? He became angry and just took Advaita Acharya, just his hold, catch it hold and just put him down. So in this way, in front of everyone, Sita Devi was chastised. He told, oh, this Buddha, this old man may be die. Oh, don't chastise him, don't punish him. But Advaita Acharya started dancing. He told, yes, now you chastise me. You accepted me as your servant. Now always you accept me like this. So in this way, so many pastimes. So it is already time. So I stop here then because 9 o'clock. So otherwise there's so many pastimes. Advaita Acharya is unlimited pastimes. So Dayakara Sitapati Advaita Gosai Tava Kripa Bale Pai Chaitanya Nitai. Nitai Gaur Sitanath Premanande Hari Hari Bol. In Bengal they added, Gaur Nitai Gaur Sitanath Advaita Acharya. Because the three of them, they are in Vishnu Tattva. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.